Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
So glad you're back. We'll call this part two of our radio show tonight. We were on the air earlier, and then we got some kind of electronic harassment, got bumped off the air. But we fixed the problem. If it's fixable, we're back on, which is great. We've always had a history of electronic harassment on this show. We know it's the deep state, the feds, more than likely. And yes, they will be blamed. Well, you know, what's so intriguing about this FBI raid on the Trump compound in Mar-a-Lago, this beautiful state there in Florida, is that for a couple of years ago, we had BLM and Antifa rioting in the streets, fires, arson, murder, in many, many Democrat cities, tons of assaults and injuries, federal crimes were committed. Yeah, I don't see the FBI having any inquiries about that. They seem to have swept all of that under the rug, even when they rioted there in Washington, D.C. Obama's home has never been raided. Hillary's home has never been raided. Hunter Biden's home has never been raided. Many say many federal crimes have been committed there. About the Bush home in Texas. A lot of things they could do. It's very obvious that it was a political stunt to go down to Florida, meant to humiliate Trump, and they didn't want anybody there to see anything. The FBI could have planted evidence very easily. And they wanted nobody there to look over their shoulder, nobody there to photograph them or document what they were doing. Very cloak and dagger, very sneaky, very slimy of Garland and his FBI, corrupt FBI right now, corrupt Department of Justice, I shall add. And screw him for saying that we can't talk about it. How dare he say that to the American people? You can't criticize me. But one thing he never learned was that we don't owe you any respect, Garland, or your government goons because of their badge or their position or their sense of entitlement had been to having a pension, being on the government tax rolls. They don't owe you anything. You have not earned the people's respect. Therefore, they will give you no respect. Respect is earned always and never given. Oh, you one iota. Get that thought out of your head. What a bogus press conference this guy gave today. Oh, my God. Terrible. Threats about your First Amendment rights. He said, I will not stand silent about Americans criticizing us. How dare you criticize us? How dare you poke fun of us and ridicule us? What a schmuck. Unbelievable. Unfit, like I said, for higher office. Well, we talked about this before in the show. And to be very candid about it, the way the country is going, the trajectory of the nation is not good, not healthy. We're the law-abiding group. We want things to be on above board. We don't like Garland's FBI, his cloak and dagger tactics. We all know that it was designed to prevent Trump from running in 2024 as a presidential candidate. This is nothing more than Biden unleashing the FBI to intimidate and humiliate and to quash, put the kibosh on his political opponent. They even went into Melania's dressing room. Those FBI agents probably grabbed her panties or something. Who knows? They probably took lots of selfies inside Mar-a-Lago. The Department of Justice and the FBI, they need to be sacked and fired down to janitor. And we need serious congressional investigations on those agencies and many others in D.C. They're out of control. And when they get the chance to get in front of the American people, Garland was about 36 minutes late. And when he gets up there, he reads some boilerplate government BS stock answer, would not take questions, and he threatened your First Amendment free speech rights. How dare you talk bad about him or his agencies? Screw him. To hell with that guy. He has no business being the top lawman in this country. Unbelievable what's going on in this country. But did I not call it? You know I did. I told you several months ago. I told you even a year ago that what was going to happen will blow your mind. And I specifically said just a few months ago on many shows that they're going to raid the Mar-a-Lago compound. People said, oh, no, Von Wien, that's not going to happen. It happened. And they did raid it, the Democrats. They say, oh, it wasn't a raid. That's a harsh word. Words hurt us, hurt our delicate ears. Well, they came out with machine guns. They raided the compound. But the Democrats like to use the word search. Now, they were searching for something, searching for your planted evidence. It was a raid with machine guns drawn. Threats of deadly force, anyone who intervened. They told the attorneys of Trump to get the hell off the property. Forceful raid. That's what it was. Well, also this week, the Internal Revenue Service is hiring special agents that would be required to carry a firearm. And they had an add-on line that said they must be willing to use deadly force during possible, quote, dangerous assignments. This was a job posting on the IRS website. I saw it. The special agents will be part of an IRS criminal investigation division described as the service's law enforcement branch, which is designed to audit you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and they will audit the poor and the middle class. Designed, they say, to combine your accounting skills with law enforcement skills to investigate financial crimes. The post office, the IRS, they're getting ready for war. They're hiring lots of agents to train them how to shoot. They're buying millions of rounds of ammunition. A lot of it's 100% unconstitutional, in my book. They're building a small standing army to violate the people's rights, since they probably figure they can't use the actual military or parts of it. The Democrat Marxist plan to go against and attack the American middle class and to put a gun in your face at the slightest provocation. The IRS is trying to bait and set you up for a showdown. What? You don't agree with your tax assessment, your new tax bill? Well, screw you. You'll get shot. And you damn well know there will be some trigger-happy hero wannabes, government goon, young millennial, or some stupid boomer that wants to be a hero and shoot a taxpayer. Oh, they're out there. They're out there, trust me. The IRS does not need 87,000 brand new IRS agents, my friends, to go after, quote, billionaires, as they claim. They do need 87,000 new armed agents to maintain their control over you. We'll get more into the Trump raid on Mar-a-Lago, rest assured. The powers that be should raid the White House, but they won't. So in America, it's okay to fly your flags upside down as a sign of distress. The Trump raid was for maximum humiliation for Trump and his family by DNC agents inside the FBI, the deep state, the Democrat Marxist Party, which has infiltrated itself at all levels of the bureaucracy, including the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, all other alphabet agencies. It's very obvious that the FBI has been purging conservatives from their ranks for years. This is the same FBI that did not obey the law, and they are far more worried about calling parents at school board meetings domestic terrorists and by not protecting Supreme Court Justice Holmes. Oh, they have far, far more important things to do than worry about that. They're planning a Trump raid. And I'll go further. I predict they will also raid Trump Tower. It's a good thing Trump wasn't there at Mar-a-Lago. Probably saved his life. Had he been there, they probably would have shot him. I'm firmly convinced of that. And they would have put a gun in his hand, planted a gun, and said it was self-defense. The deranged president, they would say, got mad and pulled a gun out, and we had a fire back. I fear for Trump's life. I really do. We have critiqued him on my show many times, but he is the rallying point right now for a large segment of society and of this country. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, though I hope this never, ever, ever happens, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they tried to assassinate Trump. As I've told you before, he's in their way of their total control over this nation and its people. But they've stirred up a hornet's nest, my friends. So though Trump's not perfect, doesn't have all the right policies in place, he is better than what they're proposing to use to govern you. The FBI now works for the Democrat Marxist Party and does their bidding, it seems. They are in sync with Joe Biden, his executive office. After the raid, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden boarded Air Force One and went to South Carolina. And by the way, has the FBI gone militant gay? They are at a lot of gay pride events. A lot of people have sent me photographs of them at many, many gay pride events recently. Really bizarre. You have to be gay to rise in the ranks of the Department of Justice or the FBI or the military or the CIA now. Unbelievable degenerates up there in D.C. And let's not forget their director for decades was J. Edgar Hoover, who was reportedly gay and a cross-dresser as well. Well, according to Hillary Clinton's lawyer, many of you don't know this, the FBI raid, they say, would disqualify Trump from holding any office ever again. This has got nothing to do with boxes of documents. They're so concerned about boxes of documents. The National Archives, they bring up. Bullshit. They bring up, we need these things for the historical record. And they whine and cry and the violence come out. And we need, Trump took some classified documents and these have got to be in our archives. If we don't get them, we're going to cry, bitch, and moan about it. It's got nothing to do with any of that. And don't believe that Bernie Sanders BS line for a moment. It's got everything to do with the midterms and the 2024 presidential election. Those are cover stories meant to distract you and dissuade you. As I said, the FBI raids Trump's home. No home is safe in America. under any false pretenses. They'll find some bogus fat-ass judge to sign a search warrant. Dark days for America, indeed. There seems to be one set of law for the Democrats and one set of law for the Republicans, i.e. deplorables, i.e. the right wing, however you want to color it, phrase it. They always say, we want the rule of law must prevail. Well, they talk real big about the rule of law, don't they? But again, if there's two sets of rules of law, is a big, big difference in how they handle Hillary and Obama, who also took boxes of documents. Hell, Hillary took furniture. And the Clinton crime family has a wake of dead people the FBI's never investigated. Allegedly, of course. Obama's still pulling the strings on the Biden administration. This is the third term for Barack Hussein Obama. Make no mistake about it. It's all designed to attack Donald Trump. Telling you. Joe Biden and the Democrats aren't afraid of a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan at all. They gave them billions of dollars in military equipment for free. It's your tax dollars working overtime, America. What they're deathly afraid of is a patriot-controlled America. Now, a statement from Donald Trump that you should know, he says the FBI and others from the federal government would not let anyone, including my lawyers, Trump says, be anywhere near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Everyone was asked to leave the premises. They wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not planting. Why did they strongly insist on having nobody watching them and everybody out of the premises, Trump writes. Obama and Clinton were never raided, despite big disputes to the contrary. Well, it's amazing what's happening. I told you guys a long time ago to be ready for these things happen very, very quickly, the unraveling of America. And I warned you to get ready and get your gear, be prepared. I said these things happen very quickly, what's happening. And it is true that the same people that are attacking Trump, unfortunately, they were Trump appointees. Trump appointed Christopher Wray, and he did appoint that Judge Bruce Reinhart, who signed off on the warrant against him. Even though those are fine points and that's true, people tend to do that in D.C. It's a swamp. It's an ocean of a swamp. And they'll turn on each other in a New York minute. Very obvious what's going on here. The DNC and the FBI, the corrupt Department of Justice, they are planning, I'm telling you, a Trump indictment. They're going to have some bogus criminal charges. It's coming. They want Trump in an orange jumpsuit or dead. I'm just telling you the facts. And that, my friends, will be truly the end of America, and the more of the unraveling will happen. The end of America as we know it, from there it's going to descend into, I believe, chaos right around the corner. It's not doom and gloom or fear porn. These things can happen very quickly. It takes a long time to build up a country, but a country can fall down very, very quickly. Never forget that. We will take calls after the monologue here on part two of our segment. But these things are real. And look, the Democrats are desperate to win in November. They are taking the United States down the drain in order to forcefully impose their will, or should I say the Great Reset, on this nation. The Democrats are toying with fire, playing with it. What will most likely end in a civil war, the destruction of the United States. They're all for it. They're going to run this country in the ground. Never in the entire history of the United States has a former president been indicted for any criminal conduct and or their private residence raided by the opposing political party. This is truly a first for America. And very, very historical. Do not let the media dissuade you that this is just no big deal. It's routine. It's not routine. And it's not a search. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, first time in history. There has never been an incident like this ever in America's history. That's a fact. We deal with facts in my show. The historic precedent is actually that all post-term indictments, whether the president did this or that, is not legally allowed in most cases. So the two big stories came out this week. If you didn't catch them, you weren't paying much attention, as Ferris Bueller said at one time in the movie. But that's why we are here, to remind you, America, with a K. In the same week, news came out that the IRS is buying almost a million more rounds of ammunition, hiring over 87,000 armed thugs, quote, enforcement agents. Now we have the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago compound. Maybe your house will be next, America. Unbelievable. Well, like JFK famously said regarding the CIA, the FBI now needs to be smashed into 1,000 pieces and scattered into the wind. So I told you, everyone needs to be fired down to the janitor. I don't trust anybody in there now. I don't trust any of these Obama-Biden hires at all. They shall be sacked and fired and sent packing, all pensions stripped and burned in shreds. I would say to Hunter Biden, you got nothing to worry about, man. No worries at all. The FBI will never raid you. You can bet your next crack hit. It will never happen to you, allegedly, of course, because the FBI is way too busy planning their next raid on Trump Tower or another raid on Mar-a-Lago, because they'll say, we missed a few things. And knowing that Trump's in New York and New Jersey, they'll feel free to do so. Just again, to add insult to injury, they will do it. They're on the warpath. This is the road that they, Garland and Biden, have chosen. This is their trajectory. This is what they want to do. The scene of the crime is a bogus raid by the FBI. You see, they were trying to get evidence that Trump, quote, stole presidential papers and violated the Presidential Records Act, which would be a felony under federal law, and then that would legally disqualify Trump from seeking re-election to the presidency in 2024. Again, this isn't saying that Trump's a saint. This is just trying to state facts that he is the main political opponent of Biden. So they acted now in bad faith, in my view. The rogue FBI is the new Democrat-controlled Stasi in America right now. It was a sneaky, slimy, Biden-approved raid and one to subvert you and the will of the people. Yes, we know all that. The FBI raid on Trump's compound in Mar-a-Lago is a brazen weaponization of the FBI by Biden's Democrat DOJ against his big-time political opponent. And the polls have already come out, folks, and it's already said that Trump could beat Biden next time around. You know, our government originally was created of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yada, yada, right? And now it's turned against we the people. So now no one is truly safe. I am praying not only for President Trump and his welfare, but also for the entire nation and its welfare. Well, tonight, we have a big show for you all. You can dial in at 563-999-3437. We're so glad you're here tonight. Big show. This will dominate the show tonight, the FBI raid. We will talk about it. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest. That's more like it. Wow, what a great song. Let's get to the phones right now. We have a call from Wyoming. Hello, you're live on the Von Wehant Show. What's your name and city in Wyoming? What's your name, sir?
I'm out of Sheridan, Wyoming, and Von Wehant, I go by the name of American Scotch on Gab, Cloud Hub, and on BitChute. And I've traded a few messages back and forth with you, and just wanted to call in and say what a fan I am, and just wanted to support you because, yeah, we're living through some very interesting times right now.
American Scotch, I know you well, man. Nice to hear your voice. I love trading some gabs with you, man. I'm doing great. Yeah, this very dark days for America. And what's your thoughts about this FBI Trump raid and this fiasco?
Well, you know, I'm going to be pretty basic about this because I've come a long way. This has been a long journey for me for a lot of reasons. You know, I was on the NatSoc trip for a long time, and I still am. I'm a huge believer in the truth about World War II, you know, watching Europa, the Last Battle, watching Hellstorm, watching Greatest Story Never Told, watching In the Name of Zion. This is required reading for all Americans, especially right now. If you want to understand, in addition to listening to your show on a weekly basis, you need to watch these documentaries. They're all over Telegram. They're all over BitChute. Of course, they've been banned from YouTube. But right now, my take on the entire Biden administration is that, you know, patriots are going to be angry with what they're seeing, but this Biden administration is as fake can get. There is absolutely nothing to worry about with this man because he does not exist. This is not the same Joe Biden. I don't know how many guys and girls on this this show tonight have seen the before and after photos of Biden and his miraculous transformation the last 10-20 years, but it's absolutely laughable. We've seen TikToks and other short clips, you know, blasted around. Mm-hmm. He's wearing a mask, you know.
Yes.
The nose is melting off of his face. I mean, come on. there's a scene in the wall of the Oval Office. Come on, guys. This entire thing, it's a stunt. It's a stunt to wake up. See, the problem with your crowd is that they're so awake. And I'm not saying woke like in the San Francisco sense. I'm saying you guys are aware of the truth. And with people like us, this is maddening to watch our country just be treated like a $2 whore. And, you know, and the sailors just got off the boat.
Yes.
But these people, the middle class, the independents, the run-of-the-mill average conservatives that just don't know any of the wiser. And I hate to say it, there's a lot of conservative-style Democrats that are going to have to come to Jesus, too. This is for them. They need to see this. They need to understand what you say every single week is a real thing. And, you know,
right.
You know, there was an article that just came out. I just posted on Gab. You know, the Army Delta Force just nailed a huge shipment of weaponry that was headed to the IRS early morning hours Eastern Standard Time on August 8th before the raid happened in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all sorts of Sig Sauers, and they had like 50,000 rounds of ammo or some gargantuan number. I mean, this whole thing is just, it's a theater. It's a pantomime production to show America what it's like if these village idiots were to truly gain power. None of these guys are in charge. When was the last time anybody in this audience ever saw Washington, D.C. shuttered up and closed up like it has been the last 2 years? Never before. Never.
I agree.
When Congress is in session, they have to fly those flags above the House and above the Senate. They're not flying those flags, but you turn on C-SPAN and Rand Paul and the rest of the Congress people are in there, you know, going back and forth. It's theater. D.C. is shut down. The White House is closed up. Never saw it before. We're under military control, and we have been since January 21 of 21. the day of Biden's inauguration. Period. People got to understand it. You know, and just I hate to say enjoy the show, but you got to try to enjoy it. I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Exactly. Exactly, American Scotch. And that's what I tell people. I say you got to stay functional, be a happy warrior. But, yeah, we know what's going on. This is a fake administration, fake insulation. I mean, it's amazing, man. I love your truth, man. I love what you said. And you're right. There's a lot of those films and videos, folks, you've got to check out on BitChute and elsewhere. Get some new information, right? These rhino talking points aren't any good. Now, I will admit, today I was watching Fox News, and they were hitting this FBI raid hard for a change of pace. I went, for once, one day. I mean, that was like the old Fox News from 20 years ago. But they were on their mark today. But I bet you someone is going to tell them to calm down, don't incite the masses, you know, water it down and be a good bitch boy, right? And start, you know, just, you know, placate people. Some program director is going to tell them to be quiet. You know, but boy, they were hitting it hard today. I loved it. But so, yeah, you know what? You are spot on, man. And I love talking to you on Gab, and I'm glad we met there. And Gab is still a very useful platform and media for a lot of people. It's not the only place where you can go and not be censored, you know?
Well, exactly. I was
that and Telegram.
I don't want to try to pimp it. Well, exactly. And Telegram used to be, you know, the cat's meow. But this last June, May, I started noticing everybody started getting, you know, canned. Everyone started getting shuttered up. And I went through four or five accounts on there, and they just keep shutting me down. So the word is out. I mean, it's based out of Dubai. Obviously, they got the bagel crew running that thing. So, you know, in my opinion, the future is for everybody listening, if you're on social media – and you're getting frustrated by the censorship, Gab number one, and in my opinion, Cloud Hub is not too bad. I mean, I haven't had one problem with censorship on either one of those things. Not one.
Awesome.
And you're right. I mean, the thing with Fox, you know, the Fox turning its tune now. I think they've been given some talking points and some marching orders that, you know, this is the script. We're waking America up. We want them to be angry, but not too angry. You know, that's the razor's edge that Trump and the generals are running right now, because the biggest fear, and you know this, you know, the biggest fear they have is they don't want the patriots of this country who are armed to the teeth to lose their temper. They can't. Once that genie's out of the box, that's it. And the FBI wants to stir that pot, whoever's in the FBI or whatever is left of the FBI at this point. Honestly, I mean, who knows how much of this is just pure, you know, pantomime and just puppet theater. I mean, every time I turn around, I look at this and this guy. I mean, the whole thing with Afghanistan last year with the inflatable plane on the tarmac. I mean, come on, you know, that whole thing was just absolutely laughable. And then you got the Taliban doing jazz hands, running around like they're off of Glee or something. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it was just, and everyone's freaking out. Oh, we lost Afghanistan. I go, that was probably filmed in Yuma at Goldwater Air Force Base in the middle of the desert of Arizona. It's a desert. How do you know it's in Afghanistan? You don't. It's a magic.
You don't know.
You don't.
And people will say even the guys that clutched the plane and fell from the air was all CGI, you know? I mean, who really knows if they really clutched the plane as it was taken off? Very dramatic, like a Hollywood movie. And I go,
absolutely.
I know they're pretty crazy over there. I tell people this, as you well know, don't believe anything you see on TV, because as we've talked about on this show many, many times, it's a Hollywood production, and it's called television, right? They're going to tell you a vision of what they want you to think, i.e. TV, and that is true. And, I mean, some things are true. A lot of it's wag the dog. A lot of it's showmanship. I mean, the more you read, the more you know, the better off you're going to be. It's okay to be a little confused, people, and have tons of questions. We talked about even the moon landing on this show before. That's a whole other can of worms. I don't want to go into that too much. But my point is, the longer this goes on, there is more and more evidence that that was a Hollywood production. Because
of course.
I told people we could barely get cars running in 1966 carburetors. You mean to tell me we actually, we had the transistor frickin' radio. And we actually flew to the moon. I mean, we might have. I believe we definitely went there eventually. But I always tell folks, I believe a rocket went up and a rocket went down. And the film that was showed to the world, I believe, was a psyop and propaganda. I don't believe we went there in 1969.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like all the president's men, follow the money. When you really want to know something, you don't have to know the details. You don't have to know everything, gospel by verse. But you got to understand the one basic, follow the money. Where did the money go in the space programs at NASA and in the Russian space program, the Chinese, the Indian? And I mean, we're talking, it's the same space program. We all know that, guys. It's just different flags. It's the same people. It's the same. They all have the same logos. When was the last time countries all agreed on anything? Oh, we're going to go ahead and have the same logos on all of our space programs, our uniforms, and all of our equipment. Are you kidding me? It's, and all that money, my theory, this is just my theory now. My theory is this. We're dealing with a very deceitful group of people. We all know who they are. It's the space program. Everybody's looking up all this money. Everybody's, you're looking the wrong direction. It was for building the domes down below. We're talking.
That's right.
That reached from D.C. to Tokyo. And, you know, you could take a train 17,000 miles an hour, you know, with G-forces that would normally crush, you know, a diamond. And they've got technology, and this has been going on for decades. Gene Decode, love his stuff. If anybody has heard his stuff, he covers the dumbs like no tomorrow. People, this is real stuff. This is real. They've got tunnels that go all over this world. All over the place. You can see them on Google Earth if you look close enough. They're completely straight lines. They, you know, they make 90-degree turns in some of these things. Like nature doesn't make that stuff, guys. Come on now. I mean, the whole space program is for the building of the domes underneath. I mean, Denver Airport alone is like 80 miles deep. And that's not even the deepest one. They go down 800 miles. And these are not even man-made domes. A lot of them are continued on by God knows or who knows what built this stuff. The Vatican, all of this stuff. All of this stuff. People believing in space. I look at guys, and it's usually men. Men are in love with the space thing and the whole Star Trek, Star Wars. And it's just comics for men. It's comic books for grown men, you know.
That's
but
right.
I don't want to get too far off on it. It's just money laundering. For what they really wanted to do, which was black ops, black budget stuff, Area 51, Dreamland, the Dumbs. I mean, these things are all connected to the point where it's going to put people in the mental hospital, brother. It really is. And we haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, some of the stuff I find every other day, I look at my buddy. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Dallas, 1963. There's a wonderful video on BitChute. I'll post it on Gab right now.
I want to see, definitely post it about the JFK hit. Well, we all know that Lee Harvey Oswald never even shot the rifle. He was a patsy.
And they got
JFK in a triangulation strategy.
Absolutely. And if anybody, and there's a lot of guys who hunt on here. I mean, these are all good old boys. These guys have got rifles by the, you know, in the back of their truck. They got them on the gun rack at the house. You know what a headshot looks like when you hit it on a deer, an elk, a moose, or a human being. There's blood everywhere. When you look at Zapruder film, there's not the blood cloud you should have. There's very little blood at all. That doesn't make any sense at all. And this video even goes further than that. The editing, it's 100%. JFK faked his death to go underground. He pulled an Obi-Wan Kenobi to steal a Star Wars analogy because he became more powerful to pull off what he wanted to in this plan. And this has been a plan that's been in place for a long, long, long time. Eisenhower, in my opinion, was the one who put it into high gear when he warned us about the military-industrial complex.
Yeah. What do you think? Why do you think that JFK faked his own death?
Well, if he'd have stayed visible.
He probably did. I'm just saying.
Game, Oh, yeah. Once you see this video, I don't think there's going to be a doubt in anybody's mind.
Okay.
It's very difficult to
grasp. I can't wait to see that.
We've all grown up with it. But, yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
You're invisible. You know, when you're the president,
that's right.
He had a target on his back everywhere he went. But when you're invisible, you can do so much. If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine, Darth. And that's exactly what
he did.
When he went into the background, he let LBJ take the forefront. He got bruised up by doing the BS that the generals wanted in Vietnam. He took the beating. He paid the price. His legacy was destroyed. He couldn't pull off the domestic programs, the great society he wanted to do. And then Nixon, who was a phenomenal president and a great man.
Yes.
Got screwed because he was going after these pedophiles at the Watergate complex. He broke into that. He was going after the records on these guys with the child stuff. And they
yes, he was.
Out, and when, who was in front of that? George H.W. Bush. He was the one who was the tip of the spear to get rid of Dick Nixon and to make him resign.
That's right.
That man, he was going after them. He had his own intelligence crew called the Plumbers. That man was a salty. He was a bad, bad, bad man. He was awesome, Nixon. But you look at the progression since Nixon. Nixon was like the last really good president. He really was. Then you had Ford, who helped cover up the Warren Commission. Then you had you know, Carter. He put in SES. What an SOB he was. What a empty suit Carter was. Reagan was a great man, but they shot him, 60 days into his presidency. And then after that, we've had the worst presidents in the history of this country, one after the other, pull in their stuff. I mean, it's incredible. You look back, the rear view mirror look back on this from 40,000 feet is just, it's clear as day. It really is.
It is. And you know what, ever since 1945, when America sided with the communists, I tell you that the rabbit hole runs very, very deep. But you can trace a lot of our current problems and issues to World War II, when we sided with the Bolsheviks and the Red Communists. That's where a lot of this stuff started. It was also in the 30s when FDR got in. There was a ton of communists that were embedded in our government. He brought a lot of them in. They got into bureaucratic positions, a very powerful desk, and then they brought their kids in later to take over those same jobs. A lot of the same names are in the government today from 1930, almost 90 to 100 years ago. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
The nepotism there in D.C. And these people have an agenda.
No, they
know what they're doing. And I tell folks, American Scotch, get ready. I mean, there is some major stuff going down. And it was laughable today when I was watching, you know, the TV and scrolling through some things on social media, that how the government they're so afraid and freaked out over the American people are angry, they're mad, they're a hornet's nest, they don't trust them anymore, they're actually. They got their feathers ruffled, that we don't like them, we don't trust them, and we hate their guts, and we believe nothing that they say. And, boy, they can't stand that. And I love it.
Exactly.
And I go, yeah, get angry out there. Get angry. Get prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then that's all the synagogues talking right there. That's who that is. When they're upset that Americans are upset. Are you kidding? Of course we're upset. You're one half of 1%, and you're absolutely right about World War II. You're absolutely right about that. We backed the wrong enemy, just like George Patton said. 100 million.
Yes, we did.
Russia was a Christian nation. Russia was a Christian nation and deliberately targeted by these Khazarians because they kicked them out. They crushed that country.
They shot the Tsar.
Until
they shot his whole family.
Amen.
And they'll do the same to you,
along.
Mr. and Mrs. America. They'll do the same to us.
Exactly right. Absolutely. Any Christian nation is in the crosshairs. So
yeah, it's going to happen.
I'm with you, man.
American Scotch, hey, I want to get you back on the show. Call anytime. I appreciate you, man. Love your conjecture and your talking points. And do post those videos. I can't wait to watch him. I'll look you up at the show.
I will put on a slew. Sounds good, brother. You
God,
got it.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great night. You bet.
You
American
too,
Scotch,
bye,
folks. Goodbye. Hail victory, American Scotch. Great guy there. Absolutely. We've been talking on Gab for a while, and I like him. He's got a lot of great talking points and a lot of good ideas. And last night I was on fire. I'm so pissed off and so enraged. Yeah, we are a little pissed off. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? They're shivering their boots. You know, I tell folks I'm the Generation X host. We're the most ruthless generation. First digital generation. They ain't seen nothing yet. If they are scared now, oh my God. How weak and deranged these people are in D.C. I told you before, if you're not getting ready, you're way behind the eight ball. You better be thinking and thinking sharp and thinking straight because there's a freight train that's about to come off the tracks, folks. And you people who want things to happen, let me tell you, I told you before on the show, you might be very, very surprised. Many, many shoes are going to drop, and these things can happen real fast. And they don't care what happens to you. They don't care about your food supply, your water supply. All we see them do, if you're really analyzing them, boil it down to its finest essence, which I love doing. All they're doing is arming up for war with you. There's no other reason why federal agencies need millions of guns, tens of thousands of armed agents, millions of rounds for the post office, the dog catcher. You know, they'll be giving that out to the forest rangers. Any federal employee will be weaponized, deputized, and told, if you don't shut up and sit in the corner, we're going to shoot your ass. How about those apples? You heard it here first, folks. We're one of the few platforms yet that will tell you straight. And we're so glad you're here for the Von Wien Show tonight. We'll get to more calls here in a moment, I promise.
Looking everywhere for it. I'm trying to find it. And Henry, what are you doing right now?
Well, I just came in to tell you that they've got the car around, bringing it to the front to pick you up and your things.
Oh, that's great, Henry, but I'm still president for a little while longer. So as I am here right now, I am going to listen to the Von Weehunt broadcast on the radio. You know what that means?
Yes, Richard, I know what that means.
All right, and that means you call down to the White House kitchen and get a platter full of sandwiches coming up here and maybe some milk and maybe a little bit of a decaf coffee, too.
Yes, sir, right away. I will call down for you, and we'll be right back.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. I will turn on the radio here and get us set up in place.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
That's right. A guy wrote the show recently. And he goes, Von Weehunt, love the show, love the callers, love everything about the show. He says, congratulations, George Soros. You won. Very temporarily, however, because I can't wait to dance on your grave, you Satan. He goes, Von, keep up the good work. We're listening, and we're out there for you. Appreciate that, guys. Well, I'm having a cigar right now and an adult beverage, a cocktail. 45 caliber is by my side. My submachine gun is in the studio. All legal, of course. I would have it no other way. We are the law-abiding group. My daggers are here. The studio is dimly lit. I like it dark with a torchlight, Roman style. Here in the studio, some battle flags are up. Got a few dogs here, ready to pounce on anyone that comes through the bunker door. This is America in 2022. Don't believe these media lies, these people that tell you, oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a very big, big deal. See, they don't want you mad. They don't want you upset. They want you to keep eating their processed GMO foods and keep paying your taxes with threat of rogue IRS agents in your neighborhood with guns. This is what they want. They want you to shut up and get in line. Well, the IRS in recent years has bought, as I told you, millions of rounds of ammunition to arm their rogue agents in the field to confiscate your property that is not legally theirs for the taking to begin with. You know, there's all this weaponized politicization of our government. Now, there are some that say that when the Republicans take back the House in the midterms, they are saying some big red wave is coming. I'm not quite as optimistic as them. I think there will be some Republican gains, but modest, in the House. I don't believe in some big wave that they're going to come out of the look, the country's Democrat, okay? The country's been leaning at Democrat. The whole goal is to slowly but surely make America a communist nation. This is what Saul Alinsky wanted, what Obama wanted. All incrementalism at its height, its zenith power by the DNC, Democrat Party, and their allies, if you will, and the Rhino Republican Party. They'll never admit it, and they're not going to hold a Garland press conference and tell you. They're just going to do it slowly but surely. Each year, raise the degree of the pot. You, the frog, the American taxpayer, the citizen is in the pot. You don't even notice it. You know, they say that if the Republicans get in, they're going to have immediate oversight of the Department of Justice. They'll follow the facts, and they'll leave no stone unturned. Kevin McCarthy went on to say, Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Well, you're damn right. But I don't think anything's going to really happen from the Republican side. Hope I am wrong. I would love to be wrong. It's not about ego. It's about the state of the nation. We have a country to save here, if we can. Well, let me get this straight, America. You're telling me that Donald Trump is getting raided by the FBI before Hunter Biden? And we are supposed to believe, let me get this straight, that the FBI and the Department of Justice is operating in, quote, good faith? Really? What do you guys smoke? What crack cocaine are you smoking in Washington, D.C.? There's been no special counsel or raid on Hunter Biden's home or any investigation from Congress about his cocaine use, illegal drugs, hookers, tax evasion, and selling of his dad's office to China, all allegedly, of course. And we now have FBI raids on former President Trump's home looking for some random documents or unmentionables in Melania's closet and what they call presidential papers. Who cares about these boxes of presidential? Nobody cares about that. So stupid. National Archives cares, Von. We'll screw them too. How many things have they effed up over the years? Why didn't the National Archives bitch and moan about Hillary and when she left the Secretary of State and Obama? Yet Hillary Clinton can erase over 30,000 emails. And that is okay by the new FBI communist standard. So who was this judge, you ask? Judge Bruce Reinhardt. He signed the warrant to raid Trump's home. And now they've erased his page, I think, on the Department of Justice website and his photo. But it's all over social media. That's where they got the warrant to raid a former president's home. This is the same FBI that calls parents domestic terrorists at school board meetings. Chris Ray has said that. Hillary Clinton paid for a fake dossier. And FBI Director Comey knew it. The FBI is rotten to the core, rotten from the inside out. Comey signed off on that, if you recall, three times, because they wanted to spy on Trump. It's all about spying on Trump. Unbelievable. Well, we talked about the czar in the prior segment there, the American Scotch caller, great guy. But they shot the czar and his family in the basement of his summer house. They were communists. So I'd be sarcastic to tell you I don't think we have anything to worry about. Let's just hope that Mar-a-Lago doesn't have a basement when Trump and his family are there. I do believe they are nefarious. I do believe that we have rogue elements of our government, which we've talked about before. They do want bad things to happen to the Trumps and bad things to happen to you at your level, Mr. and Mrs. America. I get many calls from people that say, well, I don't care what happens there in D.C. unless I'm affected directly. Well, Sherlock Holmes, you deduced that one. You might be affected directly. God, it's unbelievable. This is a naked power grab. It's enraging the country. Again, there's two sets of rules. The Democrats always say the rule of law. Since when do they ever care about the rule of law? They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about democracy. They care about power. And any naked power grab is good for them. Unbelievable. We'll never forget this, friends, that you listening tonight, we are the ones whose ancestors have been spoken about by the gods themselves. You are the ones that would shift the world out of great darkness and into the light. We will light up the world again one way or another. There's a lot of things that are happening out there that are not getting press coverage. They're not seeing the light of day. And it is where we're at. It's unbelievable. There are good government servants. They are servants of ours. There are some good people. But I think they're few and far between. I think they're outvoted in the government. I think a lot of the new crop that's coming in there that we've seen, these guys post videos on TikTok and YouTube and all kinds of social media. And they've clearly said, if I'm given the order by Biden to shoot your ass, I will do it. And they're proud of that decision. Well, okay. That's what they've said. Well, I always say two can play at that game. But they don't want to hear that. My dad had a great line in Vietnam when he went there. He goes, a lot of the guys were surprised when the Viet Cong would shoot your ass, shoot at you. And one thing about war, you might get a few shots in, but the other side will shoot back. So be very careful what trajectory, what road you want to go on, Mr. Government. Uncle Sam is a dysfunctional uncle, raging lunatic lately. He's your deranged uncle you never speak about, right, in the family. It's Uncle Sam, the deranged uncle, alcoholic, the drug fiend. He's out there trying to get you to join his army. No, nobody wants to join the military now. They don't want to serve this military. They can't meet their recruitment goals. It's pathetic. Can't do anything. They blame you for it. Yeah, Uncle Sam is deranged, off his rocker. This crazy old coot, crazy old man, getting more senile and more desperate for power as the years rage on. Just a complete disaster. And I've had many people that have told me the same thing as American Scots did. The many people that went to D.C., places boarded up in some areas, really strange and eerie feeling there. Well, you always have a home with the Von Wiehand Show. I don't care what happens. Glad you're here tonight. We have a lot to talk about. Dial in at 563-999. 34.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Now, many of you have heard about Yuri Bezmenov. He's the Soviet defector. May we never forget him. You can catch his videos on BitChute, Gab, and elsewhere. But read and listen to what he had to say. Don't be a Marxist, useful idiot. He talked about the generational way the KGB would subvert America over time. And now it's red at China. Now it's our own government trying to subvert itself. America's at war with itself. By many points of view. And just like in the movie Gladiator, when Maximus said that we have a better chance of survival if we all work together, as he's standing in the Roman Colosseum and they're coming at him with everything they got from Caesar's mercenary army. Make those alliances now, folks. Work together. We don't know what shoes are going to drop next, but I told you guys, I predicted that Mar-a-Lago raid. If you listen to this show, you'll be the tip of the spear. We're way ahead of the competition. We're way ahead of them. We're so far ahead of them. That's why I'll never be invited on to a national news show, because I will make the host look bad. The whole goal of that is they want a slightly smart rhino talk show radio host, someone who's very glib and articulate. They love someone who can speak words real fast, right? But not as much depth, more shallow, and never as smart as the host. They always want the host to be about 10% smarter than the radio talk show. So I'll always see them go, we have a talk show host from Denver or from Seattle or Detroit. And they'll bring them on. They do a decent job. I'm not trying to knock everybody, the industry. But I've always noticed that they don't want to bring on me because I would shake the tree and be a bull in a china shop, shake them to their core. But the Great Reset is American Marxism. It's cultural Marxism is what they want, incrementally, step by step, year by year. It's being played out as a show, if you will, as a Hollywood grand production. Lights, camera, action. Like the moon landing, maybe. Maybe the JFK hit. It's being played out right before your very eyes. So then you can say, I saw it, but I saw it. You are seeing it happen. You're doing what they want you to do. You're being distracted, Mr. and Mrs. America. You're far, far too busy driving through the fast food restaurant. How many times have I driven by McDonald's or Jack in the Box? Nothing wrong with those franchises, but you see 20, 30 cars there. You know, late at night, In-N-Out Burger. By the way, a very good hamburger, and I do go there. I go to all three, but why are people always in drive-thrus, never cooking at home, never grilling out? They probably don't have the place for it, probably can't afford it. It's no mark on them. It just shows society. People are far too busy, self-absorbed in their own life, to think of anything beyond the next meal or the next paycheck. They could be couch surfing in someone's room. America is in grave danger, folks. And right now, it's a country cloaked in lies, deception. Some are calling it the mindless war. It's a deep, deep deception. The destruction, if you will, of the family, of your work life, your personal life. It's a deep deception, in my view, to cause fear and panic is most people suffer in silence. They want you to have that inner insecurity. They want you insecure about the economy, insecure about how you think about politics in the world. They do not want confident Roman citizens any longer. They want insecure, shoeless peasants and serfs to replace you from the third world. This will cause fear and panic in time. And if you take it out into its logical conclusion, on a graph paper, it will turn Americans against each other. The plan, in my view, and no one else is telling you this, but the plan, in my view, if you take America right now and you draw its trajectory, if you will, on a chart, the plan is to rip our nation apart, erase our culture, our white European culture, which founded the country, shred your constitutional rights, disavow and get rid of your freedom and your liberty. Freedom would die not with a bang, but they always said it would die with a whimper. Now, you turn on some new shows and some talk shows. Okay, I think we're back here, which is great. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, which does happen often on this show. Well, we're all watching a battle between good and evil that's playing out in spaces that we cannot see, touch, or feel because it's a spiritual war, not just a human war. Now, on this show, we'll talk about a lot of things being a radio variety show. And I will remind you that it was the communist Saul Alinsky, another commie organizer, who had many things to say. And he always said that you should always accuse your opponent to what you are doing to create confusion and to inculcate your voters against evidence of your own guilt. Well, if we take that, and I'll just break it down to you in pure layman's terms, in other words, in plain man's English, accuse your opponents of what you are doing yourself, bottom line. And, the chat room here looking at some things. We did have some dead. That was because we had some tech difficulties, but we're back on now. So it's two times in one show that NSA, the deep state, keeps trying to knock the show off the air, in my view. It's not me doing it. But when I saw we had no signal, I got us back on the air here. It's a very powerful show. It's a very powerful format, a very powerful platform. People are listening all over the nation in 25 countries. America is being deliberately sabotaged, in my book. Biden now has the lowest approval ratings in history. Few see Joe Biden as anything more than a senile puppet. But the truth is that the issue really isn't his incompetence, in my view. It is the deliberate deconstruction, controlled demolition, if you will, of our nation. If you're out there tonight, you'll need to understand this. You'll see some crazy news, in my view, in the weeks and months ahead. Not years from now, right around the corner. You'll see a lot of things. I have predicted that a lot of things would happen that have happened. I'm kind of a visionary of sorts. I get these epiphanies, things that are going to happen, and I tell you about them. Now, one thing that someone told me, I can't tell you who they are, but they said that, supposedly China's going to be invading Taiwan before Biden leaves office. And when they do, the plan is that Russia will then attack America. They'll attack Alaska. Now, that sounds far-fetched, right? But don't say it will never happen. I think it's got an 80% chance of happening. If you're in Alaska tonight, we have many friends up there, many, many listeners. You better be ready. Be prepared. Russia has said several times in the last few years that they covet Alaska. They want it back. They feel the deed was done in bad faith a few hundred years ago when they sold it to America. And they feel they were tricked or duped, whatever the case is. And they want Alaska back. And China has said many, many times they want to take over America. And they boast they can land several million paratroopers in key American cities overnight, take over without much, much resistance. What's Biden going to do? You think our military is going to be that much on the ball? Well, I would hope so. There's so many patriots in our military, no doubt about it. But the problem is they're being rifted out. They're being sent home packing. They're putting other people in their place, like gay and transgender and communists, militant malcontents, people that can't pass high school, basic GED. They have criminal record. You think these people with lower standards are going to really care about the nation? Really? Do they really care about the founding fathers? Really? I don't think so. I don't think they give a flying F about the founding fathers, the U.S. Constitution, all these high and mighty things people talk about. Now, these are scenarios that we've played out before. We've war-gamed these things many, many times on this show. And we'll see what happens, but I'm telling you, I just feel it in my bones. My instinct is very strong. Biden's approval rating is 30% and falling. His handling of inflation is terrible. The Democrats are desperate to hold on to power. The rhinos want to keep their seats in Congress. They will blame Trump. They will blame all the, quote-unquote, right-wing elements for all these crises. Remember, it's never their fault. It's your fault there's a Ukraine. It's your fault that there's a gun problem in their eyes or abortion or Stalin-type show trials. They would say, well, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have these things. Well, screw you. Unbelievable. They blame us for everything. They're frantic to collapse America and steal the election, the midterms in 2022. They want to shut the country down before the presidential election. They don't want you to vote. See, Democrats say you're trying to stop them from voting. The real truth is they don't want you to vote, as if voting really means anything anymore. But still, the premise is they don't want you to vote. Democrats will always accuse you. The militant leftists will always accuse you of what they themselves are thinking and doing in real time. Don't forget, that is one thing that should be cemented in your mind. A lot of chaos is going to happen in this country. We hope that this too will pass, but if I was in Las Vegas, I wouldn't bet against it. I think that, you take America out 100 years. Will we survive 100 more years? Assuming that our republic somehow survives kind of, sort of intact. Remember, no empire survives forever in history, folks. Doesn't happen. Empires rise, empires fall. But if America survives, it's going to look very, very different than what it looks like today. Very different. I think in 100 years, if we survive, we're going to have half the freedoms that we have now, if that. By then, they would have killed off the World War II generation, subsequent generations, and they'll have a whole new batch of third world immigrants who are poor, desperate for government help, shoeless, very compliant. Used to big government telling them what to do. There would be a few whites, maybe 1% of the country by then will be MAGA or anything even resorting to that, looking like that. Be one guy in a movie theater wearing a red hat, and everybody else will be hating him and looking back at him for wearing the red hat. That's the future unless things change. The masters of our government want to lord it over you. Canada is also on the chopping block. Engaged citizens, are you kidding me? They don't want you engaged. They don't want you knowledgeable. They don't even want you watching any right-wing news. Shoes are going to drop. You need to be ready when they do. It's a crying shame, America. It's a crying shame what has happened. But there is time to right the ship. There is hope. Right now you want to enjoy your life, but you want to prepare. You want to stay functional, but you don't want to be asleep. You want to be awake, but you don't want to be duped or deceived by the media either. You want to be a little bit of everything. Be a generalist. Know what's going on. Know your neighborhood. And I like Lincoln's comments here in the in Catwoman's. Even with drastically lowered standards, Lincoln says, and record enlistment bonuses, they can't get enough people to join our all-volunteer military. Can you blame the guys? They don't want to join that ragtag army full of faggots, transgenders. Are you kidding me? They got to have a fag commander. They got to engage in Pride Week. They got to be worried about some FBI guy trying to investigate them, or they get out of line, or they got to fight all these no-win wars and get shot up, be dumped on some American street corner, given a little government stipend and say, thanks a lot, kid, while your legs and arms are blown off from here to China. Notice smirk and smile and say, thanks a lot, you Nazi. Thanks for helping out the cause. And the Republicans will blame you. The Democrats will blame you. If you're a soldier right now in this ragtag army full of misfits, criminals, there are some good people in the military. Damn right there are. But again, they're not the future of the military. The future is very clear. They want to bring in, and they've said that they're going to lower standards. The future is not bright for many of the good officers, and the good enlisted men are getting out. They're retiring. They're saying, I've had enough adventure for a lifetime. Thank you. No more Iraqs or Afghanistans or Kuwaits for me. I'm out. Out, out. You know, our military really used to mean something. It used to be something. And again, there's still many, many good people in our military. It's not an indictment on them. We're just critiquing what we see as trends. Some of these stories are sensationalized, which is true. But a lot of it's not. A lot of it, I don't hear many positive things coming out of our military from military guys in Phoenix. And we're a huge military hub here, Phoenix, Scottsdale. And I talk to guys from all the branches, and they tell me verbatim what's going on. And they just left the service, just left 6 months ago, a year ago. They go, well, let me tell you what I experienced, Von Wien, for your show. I got an earful for you. I get a lot of those. And I go, do tell. Tell me everything. I want to know everything. Trust me. I can take it. Yeah, and I do. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I need to know. It's my job as your host. It's just amazing. Well, again, the country has got very dark days right now. We have an out-of-control government, and we just hope and pray for better days, but you better be out there. You better be getting your food, your water, your guns, your ammo. Get what you need right now, because you're going to need it, believe me. Oh, yeah, a little bit of Blondie there, For Your Eyes Only. Kind of a James Bond theme there. I love that. Well, is your town getting dangerous, America? Don't get winged, whatever you do. Don't get winged.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That right there is the future of America. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get some caller here. Is this Catwoman from Canada? Hello.
Hey, Vaughn. This is Cat. Hello.
Cat, how you doing? Thought that was your number there from the great country of Canada, our friends to the north, under Communist Trudeau's rule.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Doing good. We're hanging in there. We are, the bunker is secure. We got kicked off the air a few times tonight by the deep state, but we're back, baby. We're back.
Well, yeah, they're going to try that, right? You're not allowed to keep
your
face on. That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. Don't wake the people up. They like them asleep in their slumber before the red commie jackboots arrive or the UN troops or something of that nature. Well, what are your thoughts tonight? What's going on?
Well, not a whole lot. I think you did a good job covering the Mar-a-Lago business. I was going to kind of go off on a different tangent. What you're saying about being overwhelmed about what's going on in the world today, and they do want us confused. They do want us scared, and they do want us hopeless. And it shows like yours that bring about truth and clarity. They don't want that. They also want to keep us stupid, right? They tell us, you're
right.
Not smart enough. You have to trust the experts. We know what's good for you. You just relax and we'll take care of you. Well, we all know that they do not have our best interests at heart.
That's
all
right.
Across the board, all the institutions, right?
Right.
So what I've been doing for, well, the past few months, actually, is I make a point of going out once a week, go for a hike. And actually, you know what? It being outside and turning off your phone and turning off your computer, your TV, and going outside, that you would not believe the therapy that you can get from that. I'm not saying put your head in the ground and don't pay attention to what's going on. Just making a point of just getting out there and breathing some fresh air. Some people might live in the city, not very close to a forest or anything like that, but go to a park, somewhere with trees.
I agree. Love that.
Well, I thought it might be a good way to end your show. Just, you know what, there is a lot going on, and a lot of people are getting discouraged. And actually, there's this lady that I've been watching on YouTube. I would highly recommend this channel. She calls herself She Is of the Woods. So she's a lady with blonde hair.
Interesting.
And she does foraging, and she makes her own herbal remedies. And she always ends her videos by saying that you are smart enough to do this. Have confidence in yourself that you can do this. Don't let them tell you that you're not smart enough to figure this out. And I think it was back in the fall, in October, November, Lincoln actually recommended this book to me by Nicole Apollyon, called The Lost Book of Remedies. So it's all about plants and their medicinal or nutritional value. So I've been really looking into that, and you would be amazed at how much you can learn in a few short months about plants. And I think that most Americans, Canadians, and all your other listeners, they would agree that we cannot have confidence in our health system. You can take your own health into your hands. Do not be afraid to do that. There's everything that we need comes from the earth. And if
That's
you
true.
Can identify a dan- if you can identify a dandelion, I mean, is that right there? I can think of 50 things that thing is, a simple dandelion is good for, and you can eat it from flower to root. It's really quite amazing. So when people are facing food shortages or, you know, a possible war I think it's inevitable, we're going to have to go back to these ways. It depend on ourselves, not the system. And this is a really simple way. And we can also help each other. I mean, myself as a national socialist, I want to help my people. If my neighbor is hungry, I want to be able to help him. If they're sick, I want to be able to give them something that will make them feel better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Damn right. And a lot of people don't know this about National Socialism. We talked about that on our show before. Being a radio variety show, everything is game, right? But a lot of people don't know what that means, and a lot of people – I'll just tell some folks that are kind of curious. When Hitler took over Germany and when he won an election, he was elected by the people, and when he was the Führer, the chancellor and the leader of that nation, National Socialism to Germany was not about exporting their hard-earned Reichmarks all over the world in foreign aid. It was all about taking care, like Catwoman said, of the German people. Now, they had programs for their people. They did not have, billions and billions of foreign aid and Reichmarks to send all over the world. They took damn good care of their own people. And this is the one thing the history books never really want to talk about much, that Hitler was loved by his people. And I know it's very controversial to many people. You've been taught he's the Antichrist and all this. Look, Antichrist is in the eye of the beholder, okay? So you could say the people that bombed all of Europe could have been Antichrist too. Hate to say it, but the Allies bombed most of Europe. Hate to burst your bubble, America, but it wasn't the Luftwaffe, and I can prove it to you, because the Luftwaffe was bombed out of existence by the mid part of the war. There was no Luftwaffe. Ah, they never told you that, did they? There was no Luftwaffe to bomb Europe. Europe was bombed to smithereens by the Allies, and our allies across the pond in Britain. And they don't tell you that. They bombed everything that moved, villages, towns, livestock, orphanages. It's like Ukraine on steroids. That was Europe back in 1943, 44, 45. But National Socialism worked well in Germany, Now we have fiat currency and everything else that goes along with it. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were actually just chatting about that on our Telegram channel, because a lot of these photos that they've put in our faces and told them that, these piles of dead bodies are Jews from Dachau or Treblinka or Auschwitz. But actually, a lot of them, those photos were taken from Dresden, which was a town that had no strategical advantage at all to the Allies, but they bombed it.
Right.
There were no factories. It was just a residential town with women and children. I think American Scotchman mentioned it. Hellstorm covers that one pretty well, the bombing of Dresden. But also Eisenhower's camps. those were the real death camps. They were horrible. They were outside, exposed to all sorts of weather. They were sick. They were starving. They were called prisoners of war, these Germans that were in camps.
The German army that was caught after the war and captured, they were put in those Rhine Meadows, Eisenhower death camps, they had called them, and that is the truth, and they starved them out, and they had no blankets. And they left him out there in the middle of the winter. Well, exposure can kill you too. Bitter cold, changes in temperature. They had all kinds of typhoid fever in the camps, dysentery. Terrible, terrible things. Terrible way to go. Dresden, you're right. Absolutely, you're right. And spot on, Catwoman. It was designed to, they wanted to humiliate the German people, kind of like they wanted to humiliate Trump at Mar-a-Lago. It's all designed to humiliate you, to let you know who the boss is, to let you know, we have the power and not you. And they killed, the whole thing was genocide on the German people. They had very clearly stated goals of genocide, and or at least get the German people down to a shell of what they once were. Once we kill off all the warriors and their offspring, we can then rebuild Germany into a little communist state, which is exactly what they did. That's why today the Germans don't want to fight. It's still there, and it's hard to get rid of the gene pool of warriors, but I believe I know it's still there. But let's just say in 70% of the population, they bred it out of them. They bred it out. Or they will tell you, well, there's no money in it anymore. Just work here in this factory. Don't worry about taking over the government or anything crazy. We're here for you. We'll take care of you. It's the new communist state of East Germany. Now it's all Germany has been reunified. It just became a one big commie state there in Europe. That's what it is.
It's
a shell of what it once was. Yeah.
So after Hitler came back from World War One, when he was wounded and he came back to his home country and he saw the state of his people, it made him it didn't make him angry at the people. He actually was very sympathetic to them. His heart bled for these people. And a lot of people don't know too much about his character. They just know that, you know, he wrote a book called Mein Kampf, and you open it up, Mein Kampf, kill all the Jews, the end. No, that's
yeah. That's the right. That's what they teach you in the school. Yeah. Kill all the Jews, the end, Adolf Hitler, your famous author. Right. That's basically that's also Allied propaganda.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You gotta scratch the surface of history, folks, to find out what really happened during World War II. They're not gonna tell you. You gotta get it like Kat did on your own. Take some personal initiative and learn. Learn about these things.
Yeah.
It will shed tons of light on our current world. Wouldn't you agree? Of where we're at.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. But they don't want you to know that, because then you would know what's destroying our country. Because what he did was he took out the fiat currency and implemented a currency backed on labor. He brought families back to traditionalism. Unemployment was unheard of. So men could go to work and women could stay home and raise the children. A stable, healthy family is the backbone of a stable, healthy nation. And he disagreed with the school system. It's interesting, actually, because we forced our kids into a desk for 8 hours a day. And what he said, and it's funny because I quote this, or I tell people this, but I don't tell them who said it, and they agree 100%, that kids should be more active in their younger years, because trying to make them memorize all these facts that they're just going to forget by the time they're teenagers is useless. These kids, they need to move. They need to be active. So, and then as they get older, then, yes, they learn things like languages, math, science, things like that. He did not want his people to be ignorant. He just thought at a later age. But also the fact that our high schools, they don't require physical education. You have 1 year, I don't know about America, but in Canada, you only have to do that in grade 9. So then it's compulsory in grade 9. But then after that, it's optional. But he thought, no, physical education is so important to a developing young body. And he's absolutely correct. So that's why he implemented the Hitler Youth to get them active outside in nature. He actually loved nature. He was a nature lover himself. He loved animals. He loved being outside. And he knew that it was really important for these kids to experience that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's been a lot of misinformation about World War II, but I tell folks, and we talked about this before, Kat, folks, if you're out there in radio land, I know you are, that if you want to learn where we're at today, do a little research on your time off and your day off and your hectic job and life. You got to go back and look at some videos and look at some things and go to some good sites and get some alternative history. Not inaccurate, but just alternative. In other words, alternative history is history that you've never been taught, but it's real history that you never been taught or learned, or that you were able to learn in school. That's what I mean by alternative history. It doesn't mean an alternative version. It means just it's real history. But again, they omitted a lot of things from the Western textbooks. It was sanitized. It was they did not want you to learn. One thing I always found very fascinating is World War II was over 70 years ago. And Kat, you'll testify to this. And this is just a truism. Why do they keep they have an active, ongoing, 24/7 campaign against Hitler? Not against Stalin, not against Mao Zedong of China, not against General Tojo of the Empire of Japan, who was a ruthless killer, actually, but about Adolf Hitler in Germany. There's a reason for that. It's more of a rhetorical question. I'll let you answer it. But you start digging on that subject, just kind of go to books and videos about that, and you'll get your answer. They want to quash that. They don't want you. And why is it that, you know, normally in history they say, well, this side was bad, but they did this pretty good or that pretty good. But we beat them in war, blah, 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 yada, yada, right? But when it comes to Germany, why is everything in absolutes, black and white? Everything the Germans did was wrong and evil, and everything the Allies did was perfectly godly, right, and just. Well, that right there tells you volumes. Nothing in life is ever like that. You can hate Germany all you want. I don't care. Hate Hitler. Hate the Third Reich. Hate whoever you want. Hate Mussolini. Nobody cares. My thing is, history is never that black and white. And when you hear or when you look at a textbook or a show, and if it goes in that direction, they have an agenda. Their agenda is to turn you away from any more knowledge or research on the subject, and you're supposed to believe the dogma, the narrative. It's another media narrative they want you to believe. So I always say this, do your own research, do your own reading, and think for yourselves, people. Things don't make sense to you. Yeah. There's a reason. That's your inner mind going, this doesn't add up. I don't care what they say. It's not adding up to me. And believe in yourself and go, if you don't like it and you don't get it, then you reject it. And you get information that makes sense to you. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts, Kat?
Yeah. Well, you can always tell who's in control because they're the ones you're not allowed to criticize, right?
That's
ties
right.
into what you said.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
don't you dare.
And people, yeah.
They'll go,
people
oh, my
say,
God,
well,
they'll go ape, right?
Yeah. I know. I have been told that because I've tried to share this message with other people, whether it's online or in real life, and they kind of treat it like it's a distraction. It's not really important right now. We need to focus on the mandates. And I'm thinking, no, the mandates that we see today are just a symptom. You need to go deeper. And I know not everyone is into history, but it's not just a distraction. If you don't know the history of your own people, you do not have the will to fight. That is what they want. They don't want us to have a will to fight.
Now you're getting somewhere. They want to get rid of the will to fight. They want to get rid
exactly.
Of your resistance, people. And also, I told you before on the show, as Kat, you and I have talked about this before, they don't want you to have what's called critical thinking skills. I want you, my show wants you desperately to have critical thinking skills and comprehension. Are you comprehending what you're reading? Are you comprehending what they're telling you? Have you translated it in layman's terms? You definitely can. See, they want to get the fight out of you. I told you they want you as like robots, cyborgs, you know, shoeless peasants and serfs. They want you to have a third world mentality. and you're of European descent. They don't mix well, but they're desperately trying to get you to do it, interbreed, you know, and dumb you down. It's all kind of ways and narratives and agendas that are out there, all kinds of things. But it all has a purpose. You got to fight the power that's trying to demoralize you. And don't let them demoralize you, for God's sakes. You got to think for yourself more and more. Mm-hmm. It's so important, you know?
Yeah. And think back to the years and how it was. I mean, we see so many today, I mean, depression is through the roof. Counseling and therapy offices are filled with people. People are committing suicide. What is going on with this generation? These are children that come from broken homes or, parents that are addicted to drugs and alcohol. They're exposed to porn. We need to reject the modern world and go back to nature, go back to the way it was designed to be. That plays a big part in our society today. Going back to traditional values, people say, mm-hmm. well, you know, they kind of see it as, well, I don't want to be Amish wearing my little apron chained to my stove. Like, well, is being chained to a desk working for some big corporation any better? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really
right.
isn't.
It's not. No, and these women, I keep telling them, I go, I know, dear, honey, dear. Honey bunny, whatever term I'm using for that day, I'll say, I feel you, I get you, but let me tell you the truth. The people that ran the feminist movement were Jewish, middle-aged, bitter women. It's just a truism. Look them all up.
They absolutely
were. Not anything against them. It's just that's who ran it and who designed it. And they wanted you Gentile ladies to quit your families and join the workforce. Why? It was the first leg in destroying the traditional American and Canadian family, just say the Western family. And it was called, we had first wave feminism and second wave, now third wave feminism. And women will, 20 years later when all their eggs are gone, or 30 years later, they'll say, what the hell just happened to me? Well, they wake up around age 50. And they go, maybe earlier, and they'll go, I never had kids. I never got married. Now I'm overworked, overburdened. What the hell have I accomplished in my life? Seriously. I hate to say it's mm-hmm. a sad story. It's a cautionary yeah. tale. And I tell women, I go, mm-hmm. you know, you do what you want. Again, I always say nobody cares but you, though we do care. I'm being a little facetious there. My point is, you're better off, marrying you're a man and raising children for your heritage, for your ancestors, than working in some lame corporation, trying to move up a ladder, you know, being in your little condo with 20 cats, you know, little cat litter boxes everywhere, eating your dog food from a can or... You know, a lot of these old women become really weird and miserly. Okay, so you accumulate all this money. Sally or Jennifer or Heather, so what? Who cares? When you die, you can't take any of that with you, whether you're a man or a woman or trans. You know, I mean, it's almost that bad. Now I got to include them, you know. But my point is you can't take any money with you. So we're here on the spinning globe. I say use the money for your neighborhood, for your family. Yeah, you want to enjoy yourself, sure. Yes, you got to prepare for your retirement. You got to be, again, I always say stay functional. But it is, people will realize later in life that they were duped. And when they get that light bulb, that epiphany, it's too late to go back in time. And I hate to say it, but you women especially, you know, when you're younger, you got a short shelf life, put it that way. Other words, you've only got so many years to have a family. It's just nature. Mm-hmm. It's nature. It's not me. It's God. It's biology. And he goes, you got this span of time, baby. You make hay while the sun shines. Let those hormones rage. You do what you got to do, baby. That's what God's saying to you. You got the feeling? Yeah. Find your man. Have a good time. Knock yourself out. I designed it. I'm God. I'm cool, right? So my point is, if you people, women who deny that and subvert it into, it goes into all kinds of weird things in Western society, where they hate men and they hate themselves. Just weird stuff. A lot of it just boils down to that. They rejected their womanhood. They rejected their family. And when I talk to them, I normally find out that they hated their dad, they hated their mom, and they were taught all this stuff by feminist leaders who are evil and demonic. Because their whole goal is to drive a wedge between you and your and nature. Drive a wedge. And they're very successful at driving that wedge in women.
Well, they
very
they know.
Successful.
I think
they know
in,
what
in
buttons
opinion,
to press.
In my opinion, they know that the woman is the glue that holds the home together. She nurtures the children and
that's
she
right.
supports the husband. So you take her out of the picture, the home falls apart. And
right.
you know what? When all of what you said, when men say it, women say, "Well, you know, no uterus, no opinion. You're a man. You're just being chauvinistic." Well, guess what? I'm a woman, and I'm saying this: that feminism is a lie. They sell it as freedom, but it is slavery. It enslaves.
That's right.
Women.
They're enslaving
so
you.
Away from you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're enslaving you. They want you to be a slave to the corporations. They don't want you to support your family, God, for God's sakes. One, that makes the white European race stronger. They don't want that. They want you to make money and pay taxes for more social programs, more liberal programs that they control.
Yeah.
They get you to squander your youth and work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because who owns all the corporations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who owns all the corporations? Start looking at the names. Start looking at these people. They don't want you to work for them.
Yeah. Well, they know.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Women do need men. Women will deny it until they're blue in the face, until the day they die. But we do need men. So if we have no life partner, no spouse to support us, who do we run to? Big Daddy government.
Well, they want you to work to your dad. That's
mm-hmm.
what they want. They want you to have no support system. It's a way to demoralize you, and they want you to work your fingers off until you die on the office floor in the factory, wherever you're at, in the hospital, whatever. They don't want you being taken care of. The feminist movement and the leaders are evil. And what they've done, they've sold women a bill of goods, and a lot of women have bought into it. A lot of smarter women, like yourself, can see right through it. It's slavery. It's taking you away from your traditional roles, which in time will make you extremely happy and satisfied with life. It's not going to be perfect. Everybody's not going to be perfect. Everyone loves perfection in the West. Nothing is perfect, but you're going to be a lot happier going down that road than going. By all means, women should have jobs. Get a job and work for a few years and work for 5 or 10 or whatever. Have a career. By all means, I'm not against that. But at some point, you know, when your eggs are about to expire, you better be thinking, I've got about 10 more years here. I better get busy on the dating scene or doing something, right? I'm going to be an old maid, you know, and then no one's going to be pursuing me like they were 20 years ago. Let's just be honest. The truth is very harsh at times for both sexes and women especially, but you just got to realize that, feminism is not your friend. And, you know, it's one of those things where women need to think. Again, I'm all for people thinking for themselves. Women need to think for themselves. Don't let some crazy lady from New York and some fashion magazine dictate to you how to live your life. because they're already miserable, and they want you to be miserable because misery loves company. You know? Kat, thanks so much for calling the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure talking
to you. Any final thoughts?
No, actually, you know what? I think we covered a lot.
We did. I love it. Thank you, Catwoman. Appreciate it.
Yep. Have yourself a good night.
You know it. Thank you, Catwoman. Appreciate you. Great, great point she had there. And one thing I like to say, too, that, you know, the mass media, when Catwoman was talking about, you know, nature parks and hiking, if you do that now, the media has a word for that. They call it racist, right? If you like parks and natural, beautiful scenery or the beach, or I was on the West Coast a couple weeks, just got back into town this week, and I saw redwoods, went hiking, get back to my dramatic roots in the forest. I love the forest, the mountains, the coastline. You know, a U-boat could have surfaced right to there, and I would have joined them. Beautiful sunsets there on the California coast and Oregon coast. But it's just amazing to do that once in a while. Have some fun. Invest in your own people. Invest in your own family. Learn how to shoot straight. Don't let the government take your guns. Know that the media is fake. And be yourself. Think for yourself. That's the main thing you can do in life. We have some more minutes here for the show. I'm going to go over a few things here. The Founding Fathers created layers of checks and balances to ensure that the masters of our so-called government were informed, engaged citizens. But that's all gone now. The Democrats, the ruling elite, China, the globalists, all these George Soros types, and many rhino Republicans want it now gone. Trump almost saved us, even though he has his own faults. It's another can of worms, but he almost saved us from them, but that cannot be allowed by them. And that is why they raided the Mar-a-Lago compound. The Western elites are dumbasses in plain English. I love plain English because it gets my message out faster. They want to turn the Western civilization over to, well, tonight, they want to turn us over to ninth and, you know, 7th, 8th, and 9th century cave dwellers from the third world, to be blunt. I expect nothing from those mongrels, and diversity is clearly not our nation's strength. We're still being invaded. Many problems there. The drought affecting the West. The invasion of the West in America still continues. There was a prophet in Austria that we talked about earlier in the show where he said that when China invades Taiwan, that Russia would attack Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. Who knows? There was also the prophet Baba Vanga in Russia who talked about many predictions for our future in the West. The Hopi Indians in northern Arizona believe that the Kachinas will be coming back to planet Earth, and they believe it's happening now. You've had a failure of multiculturalism in Western societies. The government always takes away guns when it intends to cause harm to its citizens. There's a lot going on, my friends, a lot going on everywhere. Well, it's time to end our show. We thank you for being here. We will regroup next Thursday about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure by then there will be some more just mind-blowing news about that and everything else. Well, thank you for being here, folks. We wish you all well. Stay safe. Godspeed. We'll be with you again shortly, rest assured. Talk about history, current events, geopolitics. We'll have great callers, great conjecture, great news and stories, and we'll talk some more. I guarantee it. Have a great night. Signing off from my studio in Arizona. I bid you farewell. America, good night. We'll talk soon.